Did you know that undercover investigators have recorded Chinese doctors openly admitting that vital organs from prisoners of conscience are extracted and sold, with the victims murdered in the process, and that this is being done on a massive scale? Hard to believe, isn't it? I used to think so too. My name is Kay Rubicek. I'm a producer of several award-winning documentaries on human rights in China, including a film about forced organ harvesting called Hard to Believe. I'm also the author of the book Who Are China's Walking Dead, which explores the twisted inner world of the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, and how it bends the minds of Chinese officials to enable them to commit atrocities with shocking regularity. Atrocities including this. For more than a decade, the Chinese regime has been systematically killing innocent people on a large scale and extracting their vital organs to fuel a multi-billion dollar organ transplant industry. A vast majority of the victims are Falun Gong practitioners who have been detained by the CCP simply because of their faith. However, evidence is building that Uyghur Muslims are now also killed for their organs. It does sound like a horrifying premise to a Hollywood horror movie, but it's not. This is real. China's organ transplant industry suddenly and without explanation took off in the early 2000s. And this is precisely the same time when the CCP began detaining hundreds of thousands of Falun Gong practitioners in labor camps and secret jails. China does not have an established effective organ donation system. Since the 1980s, China was known to be extracting organs from executed prisoners convicted of capital crimes, but the numbers were very low. Yet suddenly, in the early 2000s, Chinese hospitals were advertising short wait times for vital organs, even though there was no corresponding increase in executed criminals. So this raises two important questions. One, where did all these human organs come from so suddenly? And two, how is it possible to wait only a few days to receive a vital organ, like a heart or a liver, or to be able to schedule a transplant operation for a vital organ a week in advance, as advertised by Chinese hospitals? In all countries with ethical organ donation systems, the wait times for such organs are usually several years. But in China, the organs are available on demand. This means the hundreds of thousands of Falun Gong practitioners being held in facilities across China are pre-screened and ready to be killed when a vital organ is ordered, and this still happens today. So why did this happen to Falun Gong specifically? Well, there are two main reasons. First, the former CCP leader who launched the crackdown on Falun Gong ordered the elimination of the group by any means necessary. And secondly, research done in China has clearly shown that practicing Falun Gong was good for the health, making Falun Gong practitioners an ideal source for healthy human organs. The investigation into China's transplant industry began in 2006 by David Matus, a renowned human rights attorney, and David Kilgore, the former Canadian Secretary of State for Asia Pacific. They uncovered substantial evidence demonstrating that this atrocity is not only happening, but that it's state-sanctioned. That is, it is being directly run by the Chinese regime. Ethan Gutman, an award-winning investigative journalist, came to the same conclusion on his own after years of researching forced organ harvesting in China. Also, doctors and former labor camp detainees from China have testified that Falun Gong practitioners are routinely given blood type tests, chest x-rays, and ultrasounds. Medical professionals have since confirmed that these sorts of tests are necessary to find out whether a detainee could be a match for a transplant patient. Traveling to over 30 countries to interview Falun Gong practitioners who survived Chinese labor camps, Mattis and Kilgore found a similar pattern. In case after case, the eyewitness accounts were eerily similar. Although these detainees were very often tortured horrifically in detention, they were also routinely examined for the health of their organs. And then there are the phone calls. Investigators have placed calls to scores of hospitals across China, pretending to be patients in need of vital organs. These calls, which were recorded as evidence, capture doctors and other hospital staff admitting, even boasting, that their wait times are extremely low and that their stockpile of organs comes from healthy Falun Gong practitioners. And that was just a sample. There are many more calls, each documenting how Chinese doctors openly admit that vital organs are available on demand and that they come from Falun Gong practitioners. The full scale of this crime is unknown. The victims never emerge alive. Their bodies are often burnt in crematoriums without consent. However, investigators have calculated the estimated number of victims, and it is staggering. The China Tribunal assesses that for the past 20 years, there were between 60 to 90,000 organ transplant operations in China per year. Only a tiny fraction of this number can be attributed to verified donors. For the vast majority of these operations, a prisoner of conscience, most likely a Falun Gong practitioner, was likely killed to provide the organ. The nature of this crime demands a response. And in recent years, the international community has started to take action. Both the United States Congress and European Parliament passed resolutions condemning this horrible crime. Israel, Spain, Italy, and Taiwan all passed laws aimed at preventing their citizens from any involvement in China's forced organ harvesting. Last year, the BBC produced a multi-part investigative report into China's illicit organ transplant business. Then, Forbes and others followed suit. Most significantly, an internationally renowned expert on genocide and crimes against humanity, Sir Geoffrey Nice QC, who famously led the prosecution against former Yugoslavian dictator Slobodan Milosevic for war crimes, chaired an independent tribunal based in London called the China Tribunal. This tribunal conducted the most thorough and substantive analysis of forced organ extraction in China to date. The tribunal's findings, announced in June 2019, concluded that prisoners of conscience have been and continue to be killed in China for their organs on a significant scale, and that most of the victims are Falun Gong practitioners. Clearly, this is a massive crime against humanity that must be stopped. But not only to secure justice for the victims, this is an issue that touches upon the health and safety of all of us. In an interview given earlier this year, David Matus shared a striking observation connecting forced organ harvesting with the coronavirus pandemic. If the rest of the world had been more aggressive in combating all this misrepresentation and cover-up and denial and counterfactual narrative in dealing with organ transplant abuse, if the global system had insisted on transparency and accountability in dealing with organ transplant abuse, and if China had faced global pressure for transparency and accountability in its health system in dealing with organ transplant abuse, we wouldn't have this coronavirus now, and we are suffering the consequences now of turning a blind eye to organ transplant abuse. You see, stopping a tyrannical regime from committing horrible crimes is never solely about justice for its past victims. It's about ensuring the regime cannot unleash additional death and destruction in any form upon anyone else. In the past, we've said, never again. But we need to mean it and to act on it. Today we are faced with many challenges from China as its ruling regime looms over the international community. Stopping the large-scale killing of Falun Gong practitioners for their organs and holding those responsible to account must be a top priority. Doing so will not only secure justice for the victims, but will protect you and I and the rest of the world from future harm. For more information, please visit faluninfo.net.